Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Melissa, are you a doctor?
I want to be, but I'm not.
I'm not a doctor either, and we're not psychologists.
We're
not experts at anything. In fact, we just chat a lot of shit. So,
and we love giving you guys advice, but as we
love
said,
giving you guys advice.
Do not take what we're saying as gospel. If you do feel like you need to speak to somebody, please seek professional help.
Hey guys.
Hey.
Okay, we're here, but we're in slightly a bit of a weird mood because we just got robbed.
Foul mood.
So should we tell everyone what happened?
I'm in a trance.
Okay, so we were sat in prayer. We were eating our little lunch. And these two girls came in and shoved newspapers.
They weren't girls. They were like fully fledged women, weren't they?
Oh, yeah, women. Sorry, well, I would call women girls. Yeah, they were like women. I can't really remember what they looked like. They were so close to us. And one of them shoved this newspaper in Melissa's face, like all over her lunch. And I was more so, I thought they were asking us for money. So we were like, can you please not put this newspaper in our food?
And it was a good minute.
Yeah, which sounds like not very long, but when someone's just staring at you and not speaking and you're like, what are you doing?
And we had our phones on the tables, and this is the prep opposite Selfridges, guys, next to M&S on Oxford Street.
And
right?
Apparently it happened, these girls have been seen in there quite
so
a few times.
So these women, how I reckon they're in their 40s. One of them was in a black outfit and one was in like another thing. That scarf that was left on the floor, one of them was like shaking.
Oh yeah, she was shaking it in my face.
So they came in with these tiny bits of newspaper, right? One came to me, one went around the other side of the table to Sophie. They were like saying weird things, like murmuring. You're like, what the fuck are you doing? Sophie picks up her food and brings it towards herself, right?
Because she had her hand literally in my food.
And this woman put her newspaper slip on top of my like phone. Obviously now looking back, that's what she was doing. And putting her face right up in my face, making all these weird noises. This went on for a good minute. And that doesn't sound like long, but at the time it was so fucking uncomfortable. I'm so pissed off with everyone in prep because I turned around and I went, somebody help us. Everyone just looks, no one does anything. Anyway, this is all carrying on. Eventually I grabbed my bag. Eventually they just left. They just suddenly left. We were like, what the hell's going on? And then this woman next to us goes, are you all right, girls? And we were like, yeah, what the hell was that? That was so weird. We were like really just shaken up by the whole thing. Like it was just strange, wasn't it? Disturbed. Anyway, then suddenly this bloke comes running in. He must have been in his mid-50s, like a big, like tall man with a phone, and gives it to Sophie and goes, this is someone's phone. They've just taken your phone. And we were like, what the fuck? And then I looked and I was like, oh my God, they've taken mine. He sort of saw what was happening from across the room in prep, saw them leave, ran after them.
Without even saying they're taking your phone, like he's a superhero.
Yeah, so he said to you he's an ex-security something.
I think he said he was an ex-security guard, so he's like seen the shifty behavior. And he said he didn't even really see what they did to us until the very last minute. But he said he, as he watched them leave, he saw them about to leg it, and he's like, they've stolen something. Like he saw them picking up pace. He was like, those people have just, it just clicked in his mind.
Right.
So he just bombed after them, and he just, I think he saw them take my phone. So he knew they had one phone.
Maybe,
he grabbed one phone. I just don't understand the whole thing.
So that literally happened, honestly, half an hour ago. And I feel pretty depressed, I'm going to be honest with you. It's just how I'm feeling. I'm just telling you how I'm feeling.
No, you're going to be fine. She's got nuts. You've got insurance going to give you your other phone. We're all good. No one got hurt. But be warned, people.
It just makes you feel... Violation is probably slightly too dramatic, but it does make you feel very strange. I feel really odd, and thank God we weren't like mugged or anything like that, because that's obviously happening a lot in London at the moment. I know that, but being robbed is just a very weird
Yeah, really weird.
Strange feeling.
But on a happy note, we're here with you guys and we've been given some lovely wine by the co-op.
I like the shape of it.
It's called Solo and it's dry rosé and it's from the, look, the bottle's gorgeous. Oh, it does gorgeous, look nice. From Spain.
Oh, lovely. Also, guys, I whitened my teeth this morning with the Crest white strips, which, by the way, anyone wanting to know, you can get them from Selfridges. Do pay quite a big premium on them, but they're really good. Anyway, they're so sensitive. It feels like I'm constantly having someone blowing cold air on them.
All right, here we go. We've got some legs on this. I like that.
That is delicious.
That's really nice. That's so dry.
But it's, I think it's also a little bit sweet.
That's gorgeous. Fruity. And that's like the prettiest colour. That's the prettiest rosé colour ever. That's like the palest.
13.5% is like a lot.
Yeah, 14% is like red wine. Apparently Whispering Angels. Why am I so obsessed with the alcohol percentage?
Yeah, I don't know. I just thought I'd tell you that fact.
Whispering Angels, 14%, which is really high, I think.
God, no wonder I get so...
Exactly. Okay. Melissa doesn't have her phone, so she's not... Oh, you've got...
All right, let's rub it in.
You've got a lovely printed out review. Guys,
it's been printed. I feel like I'm in school.
You drink that wine. Okay. That'll make you feel much better. Okay, so... Guys, Love Island has finished.
I actually am going to be honest, I haven't watched it since I got back, since I was in Mallorca. So I've missed a lot. I
stopped watching it when that Adam bloke came on.
Oh yeah, me too.
He kind of killed the vibe for me. It made it all like, it broke the fourth wall a bit too much. I was a bit like, oh, you feel like you're in this bubble where they're all so in love. And then he and comes in and you're like, oh, you're actually going to be just reality stars and, you know, all get loads of brand deals after it. I know that's
I know what you mean.
Being rude about it.
I feel
But it
you.
Just made me realise that they come out of Love Island and it's not
yeah.
a love bubble.
I know what you mean.
But having said that, it's still the best TV ever. But I just also got a bit boring by them, by the way. Didn't take my love away from Ekin-Su and Davide.
Love Ekin-Su.
And Davide. Oh, they're the best.
Happy they won.
We must get Ekin-Su on this podcast.
Guys, everyone message her and tell her to come on.
Yeah, everyone message her and tell her to come on Wednesdays. We drink wine and say it's the best podcast you've ever listened.
Oh my God, imagine getting Davide on.
Oh my God, if we got them both, that would be
bee's knees.
Half an hour of my life.
They obviously deserve to win. Well done then.
Jamie and I were saying it's so crazy. These people go into with this normal life. They're in there for however many weeks, like 7 weeks or something. No contact with the outside world. So that's already going to play with your mind. Like, yeah. You're already going to be like, is it like, where am I in life?
Yeah.
And then you come out and you are literally the most famous person ever. Like everyone will know their name. Everyone will be speaking about them. They're being pulled in every direction. Like, it's just like such a whirlwind.
It is such a whirlwind.
But I'm very happy they won. Also, we've had some gossip.
So people, the ex-Islanders... And now coming out and saying that Paige was a bit mean to the girls.
But it's so weird because she was portrayed as the nicest person. It's all in the edit,
it's
guys.
It's all in the edit, guys. You have no idea how much stuff happens in an edit. Like, we've experienced it.
Yeah, this is
firsthand.
So... But how? Why have none of the other girls come out and said it? Because Antigone was on the podcast. She said she was great. She said she was just as nice as she is in real life. Because she's portrayed as, like UK sweetheart. Like, she's just, like, the sweetest little...
God, is Coco and who's the other one? You said Summer. Were they both new girls?
They were newbies. Yeah.
Well, maybe that's why. Maybe she was frosty towards them because she was kind of like, you're fucking stuff up for the old, the original girls. Maybe it's just a protective thing.
I don't know. Now I'm picturing like.
It's the fact that two people have said it, but you know what? We can't obviously judge. But interesting.
Maybe we have to get Paige on the podcast.
Yeah, ask her what her thoughts are on people saying this about her. Quite savage.
And also, I was on. GMB this morning and they're having Jax come on tomorrow, his first interview since leaving that Love Island to talk about all.
He's a stunning boy. He just seems so sweet and stunning. I'm like,
yeah, he's so sweet. I love him. Also, why has he not done any press? I think it's so clever because
I also feel a bit, I just feel bad for him with this Paige thing now because
same.
That I'm like, no, you're so great and like he's so good looking. He deserves like me.
I know. He's makes me so sad. Sweet. We should ask him to come on. Can we just get every single one of these on it?
Let's make a list. So we've got Ekin-Su first, then
no,
Davide
and
Jax.
Ekin-Su at the same time, ideally. That would be so cool.
I know, but like if we had to pick one, Ekin-Su at the beginning of my list.
Yeah.
Then Davide, then Jax.
Yeah, maybe Paige just gets some real inside knowledge. Just to see whether we think she's authentic or not.
Are we team Paige or are we team Jax? Just because I felt like...
Oh, Jax. But
I
like,
thought she would have left for him, to be honest.
Same.
When that didn't happen, I was like, oh.
I say, I'm like, huh? Oh, it's just a game.
I think that's kind of why I was just like, then like, I just kind of fell in love with Jax even more.
What did she come with Adam? Fifth.
Oh, fifth, yeah.
They fell in love quickly.
Mm.
And it was so weird. Jax never really got mentioned. So really going back down.
Yeah. And it's just like, it was just sort of like, Jax who?
Yeah, I'm not there for that.
Yeah, me too.
Okay. Also, guys, Melissa is now.
Today was the day that it all came out on the podcast in real life, guys.
Oh, yes. So this will be released next Wednesday. But yeah, today it all got announced that Melissa is now single. Mm. She's now the heartbreak healing guru. How do you feel about that, Melissa?
I feel a lot of pressure, but I also feel like I can handle it.
Good. And you guys have been writing in your heartbreak dilemmas to us.
Mm-hmm.
So we've got them and we think we're going to read them and Melissa can give sort of advice. I can give my advice.
Yeah.
Not sure how good mine will be, but shall I read the first one?
Yeah. I think this is just a funny story, this one, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. Beg your pardon. This is really
funny. Beg your pardon. Wait. You know when you're younger, I would be like, what? And she'd be like, don't say what, say pardon.
Yeah.
But for some reason, when someone says like, beg your pardon, it's like quite rude now, you're older. So like,
beg your pardon.
If you said, I'd be like, beg your pardon, you'd be like, what?
I just, do you know what I mean? It's just so funny. Like, that's the only person who ever.
Pardon?
I don't think anyone says it.
It's like when someone semi like insults you as a joke and you go, pardon. They're like, oh no, didn't mean it like that.
Pardon now just sounds weird. You know,
I think it's just quite rude now almost to say, even though technically it's polite.
Pardon? I don't know if it's
it rude. Depends how you say it, but I go, pardon. Do you know what I mean? Like, I beg your rude. Pardon. It's like that. Like, what did you just say?
I just say pardon. I didn't hear you. Sorry.
Oh, you're such a polite little flower.
I don't really know what you're talking about. I don't know if it's a rude comment.
No, but you do not know the context that I mean it in. Do you know
I've never
I mean?
Heard someone She's go not to me, I beg your pardon. Me.
We're not on the same wavelength today, it's all right.
But if someone said that to me, I'd be like, all right, chill out.
Exactly.
But no one said that to me.
Oh, because it's not really the done thing to say anymore these days, because it is quite an aggressive sort of thing to say, I think.
I think you just say it in an aggressive way. Okay, we have a funny story. Heartbreak dilemma. I was about 15 years old and was besotted with this boy who really used to play with my heartstrings Ooh. All the time. One day I had had enough and my friend suggested getting the hockey shirt he gave me and taking it to the woods and setting fire to it. Okay, sounds psycho, but could be a good way to get back at him, right? Wrong. Why did we not realise how flammable hockey shirts were? We set it alight and the wind picked up and flew it onto my friend's foot.
Oh my God.
She had to go get a skin graft.
Shit.
It was not a good day. No, that's absolutely...
Oh my God, that's actually really
do
serious.
Do not do that. That's horrible. Skin graft, that's so full on.
Flipping hell, that's very serious.
I'm dead that she's like laughing about it. Like, it was not a good day. I'd be like, if I was the friend, I'd be like, no.
Oh my God, that would be so upsetting.
That's horrible. Do not.
Can we just take it back to the whole like hockey shirt thing? Because that was such a vibe. You'd get the boys like rugby shirt and like have their number.
They
on
were
the back.
Flammable though. They were like that nylon.
It's like plastic.
Mm.
It's like 100%.
You were so
polyester.
Fit. You had it. Everything had to be oversized back in the day. Like
yeah, because the boys are everything. So big and we were so little.
But even like my gym tops, I wanted to be oversized because you wanted it to look like it was almost a boys. And then like a really short skirt.
Really, really short skirt. I would love to have whoever wore number 11. I would love to have that top. 11 just, it's like a nice number.
But 11 was something. I think I dated someone who wore number 11.
Oh, of course you did. Right, we've got some quick fire.
Yeah, go on.
Dilemmas. How to feel excited about the idea of dating / meeting someone new after heartbreak. I'm on my way to this point, but it's a very scary stage. Because if you're not totally over the previous relationship, I think it's a very dangerous one because it can make you retreat back, which we don't want to do. We only need to move forward. So I think if you're half excited, so like if you're half excited and you force yourself like, right, I'm half excited about it, but I'm not sure. You go on a date, you kiss and it's not a vibe. You'll then be like, I miss the ex so much. Like
that was so,
and then it kind of makes you retreat back, which is not always a good thing. So I kind of think don't force it. If you're half excited, brilliant. Keep on that excitement level. But until you're like, oh, I'm 100% ready now. Like the ex is like giving me the ick on that verge. Do you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Then go for it.
I so agree. There's nothing worse than like
going too soon.
The first person you get with after an ex and you're like, oh, I miss them.
Yeah.
Or you're like, oh, fantastic.
Yeah.
It's just hit or miss.
It is hit or miss. So I think if you're halfway there, I would just be a bit more cautious, maybe give it a little bit more time.
If you're not, if you're halfway there and the guy's really fit and he ticks boxes, go for it. But if you're like halfway there
and you're like, not sure, I need to move on, you know, I need to force myself kind of thing.
Yeah.
Don't do that. I would wait till you're, yeah, as you say, excited about it fully.
Yeah, same. Okay. Would love some general advice for a breakup after 3 years. Ooh. It was my decision, but still love him so much. It's so weird spending all your time together and not speaking. I know it is hopefully for the best, but I don't know what to do myself. I wonder why they broke up then if she still loves him.
I think, I don't know what the circumstances were, but like,
I think you might just be missing the comfort rather than him. Like, there's obviously a reason why you break up with him. And I think when you break up with somebody, yeah, you go through the stage of grief and you forget all the bad. And sure. Then you just miss them no yeah. matter what. So I think you've time, like we say.
Time.
And it's like talking to them. You've got to replace talking to them with someone else, I think. Like if you've got a best friend.
It does help. Like having someone else to talk to helps.
Yeah, what, boy or girl?
Boy.
Yeah.
It just does.
Just a distraction.
It's just a distraction. And it's just like it's a use and abuse situation. But like we've all kind of done it.
Yeah, got to do what girls got to do, right?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe don't take that advice. But you know, as in like getting used and abused. But
oh, they've done it to us, for God's sake.
Distract yourself.
You're not leading somebody on. You're just having a chat with somebody. That's fine.
Some people do like have sex. You know what? Over people,
it's all so complicated. Everyone handles things so differently.
Yeah, that's the thing. Everyone handles things so differently. What's right for somebody is so wrong for
another human. For me, I've obviously had Sophie and then my friend Hermione. Honestly. Every second of the day on FaceTime or in real life, spending that time. Like, I'm not even joking. I will hang up the phone with Hermione and then I'll be on the phone to Sophie for an hour and vice. It just literally rotates like that over and over again. Jack and Hermione on their like anniversary trip.
I know, I'm dead. Melissa's like, I was like, what are you doing this weekend? So I'm going to work this. She's like, we're Jack and Hermione. And then on Saturday, I was like, what are you doing on Saturday? We're Jack and Hermione.
No, to be fair, it's because it's Jack's birthday weekend. So this week, if you guys don't know, Jack Stone is, oh my God, I'm really giving him away. He's one of my bestest, oldest friends. And his girlfriend, I've only known for 5 years, but she's also become one of my best friends. Like, I kind of met her at a similar time I met Sophie. So you two have just become like my bread and butter, you know, my core family. And then I've obviously got my other group of friends that are girls that I've had like since school. But I don't speak to them like all day, every day as much, no. But they're in jobs. They're busy girls. They do, but not through school, only through me.
Right, okay.
So we all do big gatherings. So obviously they're all together. Like this weekend just gone, that was really fun.
Got it.
But they all have like jobs where they're like in an office. They're all serious people. So, and they all have, you know, busy, busy lives compared to like what me and you do. We have a lot of time together because I guess our jobs are so aligned.
Yes, yeah. Got it.
So I'm lucky in the respect that I have a constant human replacement from the ex.
Yeah.
I think having that think to some degree, even if it is that you're, I don't know, you're ready to go on a dating app and have a chat with somebody or chat to a couple of people just to have some fun and excitement, that doesn't have to lead anywhere. You don't have to date anyone. You can just chat to somebody if you want, or you have friendships that you can just constantly be talking to.
Yeah.
It's a comfort. It depends. Like, I don't really like being alone. I like my own company.
I think at this stage you don't like being alone.
But then, you know what's strange? Even when I was in a happy relationship, I was still talking to you and Hermione all day, every day on FaceTime. Like, I'm like, I actually haven't changed my routine at all, have I? Have I? Yeah, it's true.
It's because when we walk, we both walk a lot. Without being on the phone yeah. already. Like, really, I should just get involved in, like, a really good podcast.
I've been doing that as well. I've been listening to some podcasts.
I just love a FaceTime on a walk.
Yeah, me too. Because it feels like you're walking with someone.
Yeah.
Anyway, that was such a long answer to that dilemma. But I think having the company of something and somebody else, not necessarily in person, but just having nice chats, it's comforting.
And also what you do, which is quite nice, is you and Hermione have fake dinner and they put FaceTime.
Yeah.
So they eat together.
And I did this even when I was in a relationship, I would do this with Hermione.
Which is quite sweet because then you never have dinner alone.
Never have dinner
I think
alone.
I quite like eating on my own because I love to watch Real Housewives. And Jamie's like, I eat on my own, I'm like, oh, yes, I can watch TV. And it's just like bliss.
Yeah.
But that's only because I'm like so hooked and obsessed with it.
What series is it? Real Housewives of What Beverly Hills?
I'm on New Jersey, guys, and it's the best one yet.
Like, you've gone and watched all of them. Have you done New York, Beverly Hills, now you're on Jersey?
Yeah, so I started
from the beginning.
Beverly Hills I've watched always from the beginning. Then in lockdown I watched New York from the beginning. And then now I'm on New Jersey, and I thought New Jersey had put it off. I was like, oh, it's going to be so shit. Best one
really?
Yet.
Okay.
It is the best TV known to mankind. Like, okay. They punch each other. One goes to prison. Like, it's wild.
I thought that my life was wild with the breakup and the robbery of the phone.
No. You just wait. They smash glasses over each other. Like, it's freaky shit. Yeah. I think Teresa's got a bit of spoonerism as well, like me. Because all her world's muddled up. Or she's
Can someone else please write us in and tell us if this spoonerism thing is even
a
real thing?
I googled it this morning. It's a real thing. Yeah.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Okay, on to this week's dilemmas. So dilemma one. Hello, my boyfriend's hair.
Oh no.
My boyfriend's hair is receding quite badly and I can't stop noticing it. It's making me really nervous, even though it probably shouldn't. I keep bringing it up with him. Poor guy.
Oh my God, this is horrible.
I keep bringing it up with him and he doesn't really care about it, but I do. And I don't want to keep bringing it up. I can't stop myself. I don't want to keep putting him down, but it's making me upset. Is this trivial? Pal, please. Yes.
Yes, it's so trivial. Imagine if you started losing your hair and he was like, your hair's falling out. That's
you
so mean.
You must catch yourself and stop doing that. Tell him to get a buzz cut as well. I think boys with buzz cuts are so fit. I'm not about the receding.
Don't give him an insecurity. If he's fine with it, that's fine.
And also, boys are so insecure. Like, he might not have it yet, but they're so insecure when they lose their hair.
They're so insecure about their hairlines. What is this with the boy and the hairline thing?
Well, I guess because they lose it. They have no control over it. And like, so they're probably always being like, is it going to go? Is it not? Do not do that. That is mean. Like,
I do. It's trivial. Yes.
It's trivial and it's mean and it will give him an insecurity. And you wouldn't like it if he started being like, oh, you're getting acne on your face.
Oh my
like,
God, guys. Yeah, you cannot do that.
Yeah. No.
That is just
so bad.
Gotta
love him no matter what.
I rate the honesty from you.
We're being cruel to be kind. Right. Dilemma two. Hey girls, thought I'd share my heartbreak dilemma. This one's for you, Melissa. I'm currently traveling around Europe and bump into my ex in Vienna yesterday. You honestly couldn't write it.
Oh my God.
To cut a long story short, I ended up sleeping with an Australian guy and getting so drunk, my ex and his friend.
Oh my God, oh my God, oh my God.
My ex and his friend found me passed out on the floor of a corridor. You're joking. They helped me get home, but of super weird vibes. Even though I know my ex has a new girlfriend, we broke up like 5 months ago, I can't help but feel like it was fate to bump into him and that we'll be telling our kids one day about our chance meeting in Vienna.
Oh my God, oh my God, oh my God.
He kept watching me as I was chatting to his friend and he was quite weird to me. I guess that is to be expected. How can I stop thinking about him in this way? Seeing him has helped me finally message him to post my stuff that he's been refusing to give me and he's finally aggrieved. But now it feels properly the end. Any advice for getting over heartbreak to stop thinking that heartbreak is just temporary? I can't help but feel like maybe in a few years we'll find our way back to each other.
So you should stop thinking that the breakup is just temporary, she says.
What I'm confused about is that I rate that she has no anxiety that he found her pass out in the corridor. Like, I literally...
Because she's probably thinking like, oh my God, this was meant to happen. Like, he found me and I was passed out in a corridor and he saved me. This is a freaky, freaky coincidence that you bump into your ex in Vienna. I mean, of all places to bump into your ex, strangeness. That's crazy. of all the towns, of all the places.
Yeah, it's not crazy. Even like they're traveling in like Colombia. It's like Vienna, like Euro, you know?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So
in a corridor, listen, like, I'm guessing they're in a hostel.
5 months, he's got a new girlfriend. I'm going to say
you've got to move on, Ham.
I'm going to say you've got to move on. I was going to say 5 months isn't that long, but then to be honest, it is.
I think 5 months is fine. Like, you're fine to have another girlfriend after
100%.
Months.
I think you've got to move on. You know what? Like, you've bumped into him. He was nice to you and he's sending your stuff back. I think
he saved you from being drunk on the corridor.
He's like, obviously a nice guy. And I think that maybe you need to stop grasping onto the fact that you bumped into each other and that means that you're destined to be together. Like, he's got a girlfriend. It's almost been a half a year.
God, I feel like you were on a good path. Like, I know. Being Australian, you were obviously not thinking about him. And then he'd boom, to go find
there he
you
is in bloody
corridor.
Vienna. You know what? I will say, if you were getting a vibe that there was still like a tension there and a love there, I also don't know how this breakup came about, right?
I also think that it's hard because he's got a girlfriend, so he might just be a really nice guy by the sounds of it. And even if there is a vibe, he's probably holding himself back to be respectful to the girlfriend.
There's nothing we can do. He's got a girlfriend, you know, unless he breaks up with the girlfriend, comes to you and is like, and then look, seeing you really brought things back. It's made me realize I shouldn't be with the new girlfriend because I clearly still have feelings for you. Let's give things another go. But I don't think it would be right to insinuate it from your point because he's got a girlfriend. That would be really unfair on him and her. And also, you might just fuck with his brain a bit.
And also, you're like obviously going off all this fate thing. So if it's meant to be, it'll be. You've got to go by that, I think.
Yeah, he sent your stuff back now.
Yeah, that's kind of a shitter. Maybe you shouldn't have asked him to do that if you still have feelings. Keep it there as long as possible. And then in a year's time when he's hopefully broken up with the girlfriend, you'll be like, oh, fancy that. Can I go get my
shoes? Oh, yeah, can I go get my shoes? I left
look
your house.
Really fit. And then be like, oh, can I come in?
God, it's quite... you know what? Bumping into the ex, it's actually happened to me, which has just been...
Yeah.
Takes the life out of you slightly. Not really. It's on my way to see Sophie and it happened and I was like, you will not guess what just happened to me.
I knew it happened in my gut. That's a weird thing.
What?
Because she was so long at Dalesford. She went to get lunch and she was like 20 minutes.
No, I wasn't.
Well, it felt like you were.
I buzzed the thing, dropped my bag. I was like 10 minutes.
Yeah,
that.
But you were like, you should have been like 2 minutes. There and back.
What do you think I just did in Dalesford and just like had a moment?
No, I thought you bumped into him.
Oh,
really?
No, but
did.
We didn't speak. It was like a 2 second bump in. It wasn't like
a
big deal.
It was just a little bit too long that I was like, something's happened.
Really?
Yeah, I just knew.
But then I did FaceTime you literally second after I bumped into him. When I was on my way to Dalesford still. You didn't pick up the phone. Probably because you were like, she's coming in a minute. I've just buzzed her in. So bumping into the ex is a strange thing and it's never happened to me. I've never bumped into the boy in my life, but obviously sold's law, as soon as we're not together, I freaking bump into him. So it's quite a strange...
I do think there's something like when you're both thinking about a person. Like it's like if I'm thinking about somebody who I've not and they text me, I'm like, universe. I'm like you obviously
yeah, the universe works in mysterious ways.
So maybe I get where she's coming from with the fate.
I so get where you're coming from with the fate, especially if you're kind of semi not over it.
Maybe she thought she was and then she bumped into him.
But you know what? You can't kid yourself that the feelings are there because of the fate. Do you know what I mean? If you were like, I was so hung up on this guy, couldn't stop thinking about him, was thinking about him the whole of traveling, and then I bumped into him.
Yeah, I wonder if she's traveling alone.
Different. But because you've said, you know, I can't help but feel like it's fate that I bumped into him. Now I can't stop thinking about him. Do you see what I mean?
It's like... Yeah.
It's like a
maybe
different way.
Tan, Vienna, and she was like, hello.
Yeah, you're in a foreign place. It was familiar. He saved
familiar.
You from being
she's
passed
just
out
in
on
Australia.
The, yeah,
she didn't
you know,
know.
What? I'm getting the vibe that we leave this breakup in the past. He sent your stuff back. That's kind of a good riddance.
I also think when you get back to UK or wherever you live, you might be like, sorry, I'm so hot, this hair. I think when you get back to UK, you could be like, oh, God, what was I thinking? I think that's a familiarity thing.
And we have
there.
To remind ourselves that he's got a girlfriend.
Yeah, so you can't do anything anyway. Look,
I think you carry on with your life. You sound like you're doing great. 5 months is a long time. Keep pushing. Keep shagging some lovely Australians.
Yeah, lovely. Couldn't go better. Go wrong with an Aussie. I feel like you're traveling. Everyone speaks.
Do I need
Aussie.
To go traveling?
Maybe.
Right.
What's your favorite accent? Irish is lovely.
I like the English accent. Just give me what, like how we talk. It's an English accent. Next weekend will be 3 years since me and my boyfriend first started dating. I've brought him some cufflinks with his initials engraved on them. He starts his first job in September and has to wear a full suit, so I thought it would be a practical but thoughtful gift. Lovely. But I'm really nervous because he's not very sentimental, and there's been times in the past, Valentine's and previous anniversaries, where he hasn't got me anything. Not that it's about giving presents, but he hasn't even got a card slash forgotten. It now makes me really dread the awkward moment where I've gotten him something, but it's not reciprocated. I thought about not doing anything, but I love giving gifts, so I don't want to stop, and stuff like anniversaries are important to me. What should I do? Should I out him and say, why don't you care about these things, or do I stop giving him gifts too?
I think she should speak to him and just be like, it means, like, just give him a heads
My
up.
Thought on this is he's a typical bloke.
Yeah.
My dad, sorry, Edwin, constantly forgets about things like that. You know, Valentine's Day, he's like, oh, shies, runs off the morning of to go to the bloody petrol station, gets my mum a shitty bunch of flowers. Like,
yeah, Jamie's never.
It doesn't
me a
matter.
Card.
I think if everything else in your relationship's great, like, you can't fixate on these little things. His love language is obviously different. Like, some people don't have that love language. And you know what? Makes it quite fun. Like, make a joke out of it. Be like, next week's the anniversary. I want something great. Don't forget.
Yeah, you. I
just make a joke. Just don't make it a big deal.
Some, it does mean a lot to different
some people.
Melissa and I have said this before, like, it doesn't really, like, Jamie literally writes on the back of her receipt.
Yeah,
like,
don't give me a card. I don't want a card.
Like, I wouldn't mind one.
But you don't,
but
I
don't
care.
It doesn't
I wouldn't
really
care
touch
one.
The size with me. Like, same. It's very sweet when it does, but I'm not, it's not
I'm
something
so
that I
you.
Crave. But some people do, and that means a lot to them. So I think if you are that type of person, lovely that you are, maybe just communicate it with him, and but don't take it too hard if he does forget again, because I think, you know, he's just probably a boy.
He's just a boy, and that is just his love language, and he doesn't see it. He doesn't see it as like a priority or anything, you know, that important, and that is totally okay. You know what you could do? You could get your friends to be like, look, David, whatever your name is, you need to get something good this year.
Yeah, send some links. Be like, gather this.
These are the vibe.
Don't put, like, make a joke out of it. Rather than be like,
I would just say to him, like, look, next week is the anniversary. Make sure you get a good present because I've got you a sick one, all right?
Yeah.
Like, it's not, shouldn't be.
Yeah, don't overthink it. Okay, wedding update. Zero update. We have to do the guest list. Well, that's the update. And I'm putting it off.
I was going to say, have you sent your save the dates out?
No, you would have got one.
You're leaving this very late.
There's a reason. It's a tactical leaving it late. We're inviting far too many people.
Oh, oops.
I also don't care. Like, everyone's like, you're leaving late. I'm like, no, if you're my friend, you're going to come.
Yeah, I mean, I know the date.
All of our friends know the
date. Yeah.
Fair. Maybe I'm being really stupid. I'm just like making myself feel better. I'm just, look, by the end of this month, the save date's coming out.
Are they going to be in the post or like a
paperless
post? Yeah, good idea. Better for the environment.
Better for the environment. Way easier. I'm not going to then just get everyone's email. Then we can give everyone the
Perfect.
Wedding website through that way.
I am so freaking excited.
You've got a long way to go till then, hon. Your big moment. Melissa can't wait to walk down the aisle.
Am I going to be with someone? Have you decided that since last week? We spoke about this last week.
I don't know if that's a thing. We need to look that
so
up.
I asked someone. Someone said you either walk down with another bridesmaid, you walk down alone, or you walk with the groom.
Usher. No, I don't think you'll be walking with an usher.
Also, is it groom? Grom.
A groomsman. Because you will look then like you're in a couple with him. Like
that's
going.
What some people just do it because it makes sense. And then you part ways and it looks quite nice, I think.
You've got flower girls in front of you, Sweetness. Which is so sweet. And I think they steal the show, I'm afraid.
Yeah, they will. Everyone go, oh, and you don't have to worry about tripping over. We have to wear high heels.
No, you're going to wear flats.
Are we?
No, you're going to wear heels, obviously.
I don't know.
Well, do you want to wear flats?
Well, if the dress is long, can anyone tell?
No, but I'm not going to wear flats with
Fine.
My wedding dress. Like, I'm not going to wear some slippers. Like, what? Some plimsoll.
I don't know what your plan is. Sophie...
You think I'm going to wear flats with my wedding
you
dress?
You did say at one point you were going to.
No, I said I never wear heels, but I will find some nice heels. I'm not going to wear trainers.
Like, no, you won't wear trainers, but I was...
What would I wear? Some sandals?
Will you wear full-on heels or kitten heels?
Like, I don't know. I hate the word kitten heels, but I probably
won't
wear
they're coming
giant...
back in fashion.
Yeah, they are. I won't wear giant heels. You joking?
No.
Jamie's the size of my arm.
My arm. Right. My heartbreak healing tip. I'm going to just go back to the whole, like, constantly chit-chat with your mates.
Yeah, it's true.
Also, I've got quite a few people that are also going through the same situation, so we help each other every day.
That is so sweet.
It's really nice. Well, there's two. I've got two friends. One's a boy, one's a girl.
Who's the girl?
Ruby and Scott. Sorry guys, I'm outing you. But every day it's like, how are you today? Yeah, good. Oof. And then it's like, oof, bad day today. We're like, why? It's really funny.
Oh my God, I like
should
that.
Put us. I should make a little group chat for us, really.
Yeah, you should.
And we like kiss. Spur each other on. It's like really good. I'm like, no, push through this. It's going to get better tomorrow. Do this tonight, do that tonight.
You're joking. That is the sweetest
I know,
thing
we
ever.
Are quite sweet.
That is really sweet. You need to like introduce them.
they've met, actually.
You need to have like a little friendship bracelet, like the heartbreakers.
The heartbreakers. Well, we're going to break some hearts now. Watch us.
Exactly.
Pew, pew.
Okay, let's rate this wine. I'm actually going to say that's eight. Really... Yeah, I would give
it
that
It was
eight,
much better than last week's, actually. I really, really, really like it.
That's one of my faves on there.
I know, it was really upsetting that I haven't drunk any of that and it's not like a Friday because I'm going to have to take a picture off. Don't have the phone. You're going to have to take a picture of it.
Okay, fine.
But I will actually repurchase that. I think I can get that on my delivery.
Yeah, you probably
because I don't have a cup around me, but I could get it delivered to me.
That was delicious. I'm giving it an 8.5.
Oh, wow.
Thank you very much. Go up.
But yeah, that's the highest Sophie's ever rated a wine.
Yeah, I know. That was my favourite so far.
Lovely.
Okay, we love you guys.
Bye, guys. Thank you.
Bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.